What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Thursday, May 23rd. It is not just a Thursday. There's no way I could just say, hey, it's Thursday. It is a
victory
Thursday. I love victory Thursdays. We don't get to do a victory Thursday around here a whole lot, but I feel like we did it a week or so ago. And it had to do with the Florida Panthers yet again. Right now, we should be extremely thrilled with the way that game played out last night. We should be celebrating it. It's only one game. I'm not saying go to the streets. I'm not saying in Miami-Dade, head on over to the La Carreta on Bird Road or wherever you go in Broward or Palm Beach or even further north. I don't know where the hangouts are for Pots and Pans and all that kind of stuff everywhere, although the Panthers aren't a Pots and Pans kind of team. I don't want to overdo anything today, but what I want and what will happen are two completely different things. I feel very confident, though, in what I saw last night, and the reason I'm so confident is because going into that game last night, everything that I talked about here on this show this week, particularly yesterday before game one at MSG, everything played out exactly how I thought it would. And that's a good thing, not only for the Hard Rock Bet account, but it's a good thing when I look at the analysis that I have of this series. It confirms, at least with one game, it confirms what I thought this series may indeed be. Can things change? Of course, it's one game. I completely overanalyzed game one in the Boston series, but the difference is going into that game, I had a different feeling, and there was a different outcome. This time, I had a certain feeling, and it was the exact outcome of how I felt. So I'm excited. We should all be excited. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. The Florida Panthers went into frickin' New York, okay? All the New Yorkers in New York, all the blue shirts, everybody at Madison Square Garden, the people outside, the people taking the subway, they're all excited going to the game. They step in and they got nothing to cheer for. How about that? I love that. I'm not a big fan of New York. Not that I hate New Yorkers. I don't. I have no problem with New Yorkers. I know we got a lot of New Yorkers in this audience. I got no issues with you. Zero. I just don't like the city. That's not the reason I'm going against the Rangers, because if it was Rangers against somebody else, I would probably be rooting for the Rangers. When New York is involved in something, it's good. It makes everything more exciting. We all know how exciting New York is, except for when you get robbed on the subway or there's a crazy person in Times Square trying to attack you. That is not exciting. That's the opposite of exciting. But when it comes to being in the big time, under the lights, that is all about New York. And the Panthers went into New York and they took the life out of Madison Square Garden. 3-0 victory at MSG. And now the Florida Panthers are 3 wins away from going back to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time in franchise history and the second consecutive year. And they're 7 wins away from their first ever Stanley Cup. I get not chills, but I get very sensitive inside when I talk about the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. They're 7 wins away. There's still a while to go. There's a lot to do. Still have many things to accomplish. But I had season tickets for the Florida Panthers back in the 90s, going to all their games at the Miami Arena and then at the National Car Rental Center, Bank Atlantic Center, every name that it's been. This is a team that is near and dear to my heart. This is very similar what I have to what you have with the Miami Dolphins. And you could only imagine if the Dolphins were a legitimate threat come playoff time to win a Super Bowl. They were a legitimate threat during the regular season. We were all talking about that. They could really win the Super Bowl. They could go there. They could win it. I was putting flights on hold to go to Vegas.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
But then come playoff time, they were one and done. We've seen that before. They haven't won a playoff game since 2000. The Florida Panthers, they get to the playoffs like they're in it right now, and they do well. They were in the Stanley Cup final last year, and the way things are looking, they're going to go back. They're minus 300 to win the series, as they should be. It's probably a good wager, because if they win tomorrow night, Panthers will be like minus 700 to win the series. This is just so much fun. I'm excited. It's fun to discuss. I'm glad all of you are here with me right now. I just love this. This is what sports talk radio is all about. I know there are people, and maybe some of you, who view sports talk as the land of the miserable. You want to just bash people. You want to hear the host bash people. Some people think that a sports talk host wants to offer a negative perspective, or the media is out to get the teams or the players. That is not true at all. I will blast somebody. I will talk negatively about someone if they deserve it. That's not what I want to do, though. I want to talk about fun. I want to talk about winning. Last year, I was thrilled coming on here every day talking about the Heat and the Panthers. Right now, it's all about the Florida Panthers, and I am so happy and excited. I don't know how many times I have said that. I don't even need a Monster energy drink today. I don't. I might have one later just because I like the taste of it, but I don't need it. That game last night was all the energy I needed. Thankfully, the Rangers, they didn't have any energy except for like 3 minutes of the second period, and that was it. Maybe a little bit towards the end of regulation, too. They need some Monster energy drinks. I don't come on here ever and wave pom-poms regardless of what's going on. You know I don't do that. I'm not a straight-up fan here. I want good stories. I want games to matter for all of us. I want to be talking about a magical run. I want to be talking about playoff games. I want to be discussing, most importantly, something that all of us have watched, not just a few of us, all of us. And the run that the Florida Panthers are on right now, we're all taking part in this. It's good for the community. It's good for the show. It's good for business. It's good for everything. And if you follow me on Instagram, it's very good for your bank account. I'll just say that. If you're paying attention to what I'm putting out on my IG story, it's amazing to me. And I'm not going to sit here for a segment and discuss this because it doesn't pertain to everyone. And I don't like talking about something that doesn't pertain to everyone for an extended period of time. But I will say this. I have been putting on my Instagram story the plays that I've been making for sports wagering. I've just been posting them. And I had so many people last month send me DMs. Hey, I want all of your plays. I want to see everything you're doing. Not just a couple things you're doing. I want to see all of it. And I'm not talking about you get to see my friends. Girls. Probably make a lot of money on that. But I'm not talking about that. My content on my IG story is very heavy now with what I'm wagering on. I'm not telling you what to wager on. I'm just showing you what I am doing. You could do whatever you want. I'm not responsible for any of that. But so many people hit me up via DM and said, I want to give you money. I want to pay you to be able to see everything you are doing. So many people hit me up. I started a close friends list. And today and the rest of this weekend, I'm going to be signing up more close friends. So if you go to my IG account, you'll see how you can be a close friend and see everything that I'm doing. Everything. Now, if you're not a close friend, that's still cool. I'm still posting on Instagram. You'll see some stuff, but you won't see it all. Whether it's beneficial to you or not, I don't know, but I'm just telling you, go to my IG, search Andy Slater, and see for yourself. Do whatever you want to do. I'm happy right now. I'm excited. Things are going very well for the Florida Panthers, and I hope things are going very well for everyone on my Instagram, especially my close friends. The part that I love most about this Panthers run and these games, it's that I can come on here and do a show and talk about something that all of you have watched. And we don't get to have shows like that all of the time. Dolphins shows, of course, yes, you're all watching the Dolphins game. The Super Bowl, yes, everybody watches the Super Bowl. And that's like one of the few days I could talk about something on a national level here locally because all of us have watched it. But we're not all watching every Marlins game, every regular season Panthers game, every regular season Heat game or college basketball game, every Inter-Miami game. No. But when one team has our entire focus, they have got all of our attention, well, then I come on here and I feel good because everyone knows what I'm talking about. And if I can inform you, be informational, tell you things that maybe you hadn't thought of or you didn't know about, particularly with hockey, I'm even happier. The same thing goes with baseball. Football and basketball, a lot of you are into it, so you know a lot about it. I'm not going to be giving out any lessons here or giving you some information, unless, of course, it's a
Slater's Scoop.
Then nobody knows about that except for me, and then I release the info, and then everybody knows. But from an actual game standpoint, from a matchup standpoint, you may have just jumped on the Florida Panthers bandwagon. And that's fine. I'm cool with that. Hop on. If you haven't yet, if you didn't watch last night's game and you're just coming to me today and you're like, well, wait a minute. You're really excited. People are getting into this. Hop on now. It's cool. Watch the game tomorrow night. Go to a game in Sunrise, Sunday or Tuesday. Hop on board. It's not too late. Get on board. Because I really believe in this Florida Panthers team from what I'm seeing. I really think they can get back to the Stanley Cup. Whether they win the Stanley Cup or not, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if they get there and don't win it, I'm not going to be excited. I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to come on here and be like, hey, okay, they had a great year. Let's appreciate it. No. That was last season. They went to the Stanley Cup final. They lost to Vegas. Now, it's time to get back and seal the deal and win it. And beat either Dallas or Edmonton. I'm excited to see that game tonight. Because I told you, that's firepower versus a very complete team in the Dallas Stars. I don't know. That is a game where I really don't know what the outcome is going to be. I tend to think the more complete team, Dallas, will be able to handle Edmonton. Edmonton's defense and goaltending is horrible. So I think Dallas will win that series. But I'm very curious to see if Edmonton's firepower can get past Dallas's defense. But I'm not here right now to talk about Dallas and Edmonton. I bring it up because if the Panthers go to the Stanley Cup final, they'll be playing one of them. So you may want to watch that game tonight. You may have an interest in that game in the future, for future purposes, of course. All right, I got a lot to get to. I'm really excited. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm really, really, really excited. I've got plans to go to MSG for game five. I don't know if there will be a game five. If there is a game five, I hope the Panthers are up 3-1. I could watch them clinch their spot in the Stanley Cup final at Madison Square Garden. But if I'm wearing red, because I'll go as a fan, I'll pay the money for a ticket. I've already got my flight. I really, really love this team. I'll go as a fan. So I'll be in the stands and I'll wear some red. But you better believe if the Panthers do clinch their spot in the Stanley Cup final at Madison Square Garden in game five, I got to take the red off when I go outside. Because New York is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazier than it used to be, and it's always been crazy. The only crazy I want to talk about right now, though, is the craziness that we should have in South Florida for this Florida Panthers team. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. We should all be going nuts, especially if they could win tomorrow night. Go up 2-0, come home to Sunrise. Oh, that would be fantastic. Very short turnaround, too. Friday night game to Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. I can't wait to be there. Emerant Bank Arena, Sunday, 3 p.m. Hopefully the Panthers win the game. Then I go out and have a nice meal. Oh, that's a fantastic night. It's a perfect night. Win some money on the app. How can it get any better? Maybe it could. I mean, take a flight to Medellin after the game. But then I'd have to be back for Tuesday night. So I'm not going to do that. At least I don't think so. All right, I got a lot to get to. I got a lot of notes. I don't have a lot of time. I've been talking for about 15 or 16 minutes, and I haven't even gotten to what I really want to. But now I will, because the hour is set to officially begin.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I'm watching that game last night, and I see the Panthers come right out and make an opening statement. Even before they scored the first goal of the game on that Matthew Tkachuk shot, before that, they were the far better team. I'm watching that first period, and I see how the Panthers are keeping the puck in the Rangers zone. I'm watching the physicality of them and the relative softness of the Rangers. And I'm thinking to myself, you have the puck in the zone for this amount of time. You're not going in and out. Like, you're sustaining time there in the zone. You're going to score. Sometimes in hockey, the puck rewards the team that's in the other's zone for a long time. And that shows that that team is working harder. That team is going to get more and more chances and better chances. Eventually, if you're outplaying the other team like the Panthers were right out of the gate, you are going to get rewarded. And that is exactly what happened. That goal to me was very predictable. I saw it coming. A lot of you may have seen it coming. I thought that when the Rangers came out and saw how the Panthers were, how hard they were playing, how much they were forechecking, how much they were battling for possession, I'm thinking the Rangers would elevate their play there to try to match them. But they didn't. And in terms of setting a tone, forget the 3-0 result for a second. That's awesome. Stealing home ice is great. Just by the way the Panthers played, the style of hockey the Panthers played, they clearly made it very difficult for the Rangers to match that. It looked to me last night as if the Panthers were playing a big-time playoff hockey game and the Rangers were playing on a Wednesday night in December. The Rangers did not have the fight in them. They didn't have the jump in them. They weren't battling. The Rangers won the President's Trophy. You win the President's Trophy, you have the most points in the entire league. You're supposed to be the best team in the entire league. The Rangers last night, did they impress you? They didn't impress me. That don't impress me much. This Rangers team that we saw, it looked to me like the same exact team that I saw at the tail end of their series with Carolina. The Rangers beat Carolina in Game 6 to advance, because Chris Kreider on the Rangers, He got a hat trick in the third period. It was incredible. If that doesn't happen, the Panthers are playing Carolina last night in Raleigh. And yes, that game would have been in Raleigh for those of you saying, no, it would have been in Florida. No, Carolina had more points than the Panthers, so it would have been in Raleigh. Just a side note there. The Rangers, though, in the end of that Carolina series, they looked like they had run out of gas. Even their power play, it was so impressive at the beginning of the second round when they were taking on the Hurricanes. And then it faded away. We saw that same Rangers team last night. You may not have seen them in the Carolina series, but I watched all of those games. And the tail end of that series, the Rangers were not impressive at all. That was the same team I saw last night, which is great for Florida. Now, of course, things can change. You would imagine being down 1-0 now, the Rangers would come out at home tomorrow night and be a whole lot more desperate. That's only logical. But I don't know how they would sustain it. Because if you take a look at last night, I knew after that first period, the Rangers would go to the dressing room and they would come out in the second period with a lot more than what we saw in the first. And they did. But they could only sustain that for like 4 minutes. And then they were out of gas again. And as far as the Panthers are concerned, it's pretty clear to me that they learned so much, not only from last year's run, but from the Boston series. Because the Panthers, they had time off before Boston game one, and the Panthers looked like trash in game one. They learned from that. You got to learn from your mistakes. You hear coaches and managers say that all the time. We got to learn from our mistakes. But if they keep saying that game after game after game after game, that means you're not learning from your mistakes. At some point, you got to be like, okay, we haven't learned. The Panthers have learned from their mistakes. Now you see this team moving like they want to be the Terminator, like they're a machine. They've been programmed. It has to do with what they faced already this playoff season, and it has to do with what happened last year. They know the intensity that's required, and they know the teamwork that is required. And they have a lot of depth. The Panthers just grind down the other teams. They take the legs out of them. And last night, they took the juice right out of Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, the best goal song in the entire league. Bob is like, nope, we ain't hearing that song tonight. The Panthers were outworking the Rangers right off the opening faceoff in the first period. Tkachuk makes it 1-0. Second period, the Rangers, they want to be gangbusters, and they tried it for a few minutes. And what happened? What happened after they tried it for a few minutes? Not only did they not get any goals, but for the next 14 or 15 minutes, they didn't even get a shot on goal. That's how much energy they used up in those first 3 or 4 minutes of the second period. When you go 14 or 15 minutes without a shot on goal, not only is that pretty bad, but I think it says a lot about the matchup, what you're not able to do against the other team's defense. Now, in the third period, there were a few flurries of activity, particularly with about 7 minutes to go. The Rangers woke up and had an offensive onslaught. Maybe the Panthers got a bit tired. Shot after shot, rebound after rebound, but they were all turned away by Bob. That was the moment where he really earned his shutout. Because after that, the Rangers were deflated. They're like, wow, look at what we just did, and we still couldn't get anything by this dude. If Bob gets into his groove, if last night's game is what we're going to see the rest of the way, my gosh, we're going to get peak playoff Bob. How are the Panthers not going to be successful? I don't know if Bob just had a great night or if now he's just reached another level. And if that is the case, forget it. The Rangers are toast. Even if he hasn't reached that other level, I don't think the Rangers win this series. But if he has, remember what happened last year. The Panthers swept the opponent in the Eastern Conference Final. It was Carolina. If Bob has reached that level that we saw last night and can do that tomorrow and the next two games, forget about it. I will be canceling my flight to New York for next Thursday's Game 5. That means I could go play some poker instead at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The poker room at the Hard Rock at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood is tremendous. It is one of the best poker rooms in the country. And I have been to many poker rooms around the U.S. and around the world. The Hard Rock's poker room is awesome. The chips are flying around. The action is great. And there's so many tournaments every single day. Right now, they got the Deep Stack series going on. Big time guaranteed prize pools. This weekend, the guarantee is $300,000. They've got daily tournaments, nightly tournaments. The best thing to do, look at the entire schedule. Visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. Get in on the fun. Get in on the action in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. We got a lot going on in South Florida, particularly with the Florida Panthers, and we got a lot going on at Gulfstream Park, too. It is the Royal Palm Meet, and it's going on right now in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. Live racing, literally right now on this Thursday. It's one of 4 days you can go on out there to Gulfstream Park to see live races. Now, you can go to Gulfstream Park any day. They got a lot going on there and some really good food that you can get your hands on and get in your stomach. Trust me, that buffet and the menu, it's really, really, really good. And when I go to Gulfstream Park, I go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms. Get myself a table, have that great meal, whether it's the buffet or ordering off the menu, and I'm watching the races live right in front of me. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those are the 4 days right now during the week. They've got live racing going on. It is the Royal Palm Meet. Go there, wager, have fun, eat some great food, and just have a great time. The Royal Palm Meet going on right now at Gulfstream Park. I have wagered on and I have seen some brilliant performances by horses at Gulfstream Park. And last night, it wasn't a horse race. It was a hockey game where I saw a brilliant performance. And that was from the Florida Panthers. I don't think there's anything to complain about with last night's game. Outstanding goaltending. Tkachuk and Verhaeghe, they got goals. Bennett got the empty netter. The defense was spectacular. The Panthers stole home ice advantage from the Rangers. Everything you could have asked for in a game one, the Panthers got. Now they've got today to figure out game two because they know the Rangers are going to come out a little differently or at least try to come out differently. They're back at it tomorrow night. I said before this series started, the goal here in my mind for them should be at least a split. You want to get at least one game at Madison Square Garden. Well, now that the Panthers got the first one, it's time to get greedy. Because if they win tomorrow night, the Rangers will have to win 4 out of the next 5 possible games. And 2 of them in Sunrise, they would have to win. That is likely not happening. The Panthers can kind of put this thing away on Sunday afternoon if they win tomorrow night. Imagine that. Panthers are up 2-0 in the series coming home and then beat the Rangers Sunday afternoon. Forget about it. This series would be over.
Over? Did you say over?
Yes, that is what I said. But get that W tomorrow night. If they don't get the W tomorrow night, things change a little bit. But I still think this Panthers team wins the series, even if they lose tomorrow night. The Panthers, though, I say this all of the time with any of our teams, they cannot play with their food. Don't mess around. If you got an opportunity to bury another team, do it. Because the more games you play, the more fluke things can happen. There could be a bad bounce. There could be an injury. You don't want more opportunities for bad things to happen. Take care of business right away, and then you get the benefits of rest. The amount of belief that I see from the Panthers, the amount of buy-in to everything that Paul Maurice is selling, everything he's been doing since training camp, all of that, it looks like it is working and working well. This seems like a well-oiled machine. It looks like a team of destiny. It looks like a team that can win it all. It really does. It looks like they're all in this together, and they feel so good about what they've got going on and what their head coach has them doing. This team looks much better than last year's team. They seem to fit Paul Maurice's system a lot better, and they've got a chip on their shoulder this time. Last year, there was a big, can you believe this is happening? It was charming. This year, it looks like the job is not finished yet. To me, this whole Panthers team has the mentality of, we didn't get the job done last season. We're going to get the job done this season. And the job, a little spoiler alert, isn't go back to the Stanley Cup final. That would be a fine step, but the job is to win the whole thing. Win it all, skate around, show off that Stanley Cup, and make franchise history. Be a team for the ages. Always be remembered in South Florida. When you look at the physical play from last night, the feistiness, you saw it on the Panthers side. You did not see it coming from the Rangers. They were soft as toilet paper. They had no fight back, no pushback. I don't love the Bruins because they whine too much. I had my friend from Boston writing to me last night, you guys weren't just taking dives against us. You're doing the same thing against the Rangers. Please, they're still whining, and they're not even playing anymore. My buddy Brian in Boston, stop whining. You lost. Get over it. Move on. Try to make your team better. Try to be as good as the Panthers are. Stop crying. If you go back and you watch any of those games, the Panthers and Bruins, I'll at least give credit to Boston for being tough, for being physical. There were fights. There was pushing and shoving. Guys were scrapping for everything. This game last night, the Rangers looked like they skated around as if they were putting a Disney on Ice performance for everybody. If I wanted a bunch of people to skate around beautifully and watch that, if I'm a Rangers fan, I just go to Rockefeller Center. They put on nice skating performances there. The Rangers never last night, not at one point, made the Panthers feel them. Not once. And if this is how they're going to play, great. This will be a 4 or 5 game series. I don't even know about 5 games if that's the way they're going to play. If Matthew Tkachuk can do what he wants around the net and no one's going to get to him, forget it. The Panthers are going to dominate. The Rangers, they seem to be focused on the Panthers' top line. Barkov and Reinhardt on there with Tarasenko. I mean, more about Barkov and Reinhardt. They didn't get anything going. But that Tkachuk line with Verhaeghe and Lundell in the middle, they looked really good. Fourth line looked good too. I figured early on maybe the Rangers would be a little bit tentative, and they were, but it just never stopped. They were as soft can be. They didn't hit. They didn't fight. They didn't check. And if that repeats itself tomorrow night, I'm going to love it because the Panthers will have a 2-0 series lead headed to sunrise. The Rangers, they're going to have to respond with force and with effort and with energy, and I'm just not sure they can do it. And trust me, I got no problem with that. I also got no problem giving you Stewie's personal cell phone number for the bagel loan. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage or you're refinancing, you want to talk to Stewie because that bagel loan, just like in the middle of a bagel, there's a zero. That is exactly what you will pay Stewie. Nothing. Zero. No lender fees. No appraisal fees. Why would you not call Stewie for the bagel loan if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage or you're refinancing? What I have for you, Stewie's got the bagel loan. I've got Stewie's personal cell phone number, and I'm going to give it to you right now. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. If you're buying a home, if you're needing a mortgage, if you're refinancing, you want the bagel loan that Stewie's got. You pay him nothing. No lender fees and no appraisal fees. MLS number 226715. I was just talking about this in the previous segment. The Panthers, they look right now like they are built for this moment, like they're made for it. They're made for this stage. They were supposed to be, last night, intimidated by the atmosphere and by the crowd. It's Madison Square Garden. You don't just go into Madison Square Garden for game one of an Eastern Conference final and shut down the New York Rangers, take the life out of the entire building. This is a building that has some of the best fans in the world. One of the best places to watch anything in the world. Sporting event, concert, anything. They also have the best goal song in the entire league. And as I said yesterday, while they have the best goal song, I do not want to hear it right now. And last night, we didn't. But the Florida Panthers go into MSG and they didn't even blink. If there was any team that looked shook last night, it was the Rangers. I may be getting ahead of myself, or maybe I already did 30 minutes ago. But I heard a lot of people, and I even brought this up myself, how this series was going to be close or will be close. And it still could be close. We've only seen one game. I want to see how the Rangers are going to respond. Although I just don't feel like they've got enough gas in them. And based on what I saw in game one, I don't know if this series will be close. This Rangers team was completely different at the beginning of the playoffs than they were at the tail end of their series against Carolina. And that is exactly what I saw last night. A way different Rangers team than what they were at the beginning with a scary power play. So all aspects of the Rangers, to me, look completely different. In a good way for the Florida Panthers. If the Panthers are being honest with themselves, and you know on this show I'm always all about honesty. If we could really hear their private conversations, I think the general consensus of those convos would be, wow, that's all they got? Like that was a dud. That's what we're facing? Can you believe that? I just think those will be the convos between the players. The Panthers know they have a major opportunity here. Win both games to start this series, and both of them at Madison Square Garden. The Panthers seem so ready for this. They swept the Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Final last year. Those games were close. One of them went to four overtimes. But it was four straight Panthers wins in the end. And it was a really good Sergei Bobrovsky. Big goals by Matthew Tkachuk. And it's almost like they've got the same formula here. When you advance in the postseason, things are supposed to be more difficult. That's what you would think. The Panthers got by the Tampa Bay Lightning. The games were not easy, but they got by them in five games. The Panthers faced the Boston Bruins. To me, that was a very difficult series. It wound up going six. The Panthers had a shot to close out Boston at home in game five, and they couldn't do it. But they won every single game at the TD Garden. The Panthers got the job done, and it's like, all right, we're going to move on to the next round, and this is going to be the toughest team we're facing yet. The best team in the regular season. They got the President's Trophy. It's New York. It's the Rangers. This is going to be very difficult. And I believe inside that Panthers dressing room, they privately are not looking at this series as being as difficult as the one they just had with Boston. I may be overreacting. I don't think I am. But this series to me, just from watching the Rangers play a lot as well, this series to me looks like it will be easier than the series we just saw against the Bruins. Now, time will tell. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a pretty good idea of if this series will be easier than the past one. I think it will be. It's got the feel of that right now. And I love it. I love every single minute of it. And the fact that Matthew Tkachuk and Carter Verhaeghe got involved last night, not just on the goals, but they had a lot of chances for more. And Bob played so well. It feels good. It'll also feel good if you get yourself one of those golf carts that you've seen driving around your neighborhood. It's really not just a golf cart. It's so much more, especially if you get a cart from Kliggy's Carts. Kliggy's Carts are all aluminum. And not only does Kliggy have 48-volt carts, he's got 72-volt street-legal carts. That means you get a VIN number, you get a license plate. You are the real deal. Just like Kliggy is. Kliggy is an exclusive Royal EV dealer, and he is the real deal. If you are going to get one heck of a cart, you want to get it from Kliggy's Carts. Go ahead and Google Kliggy's Carts if you want. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. If you want to test drive a cart for yourself, visit Kliggy's Carts at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach. And right now, Kliggy's got a $2,000 rebate for you. If you are going to get a cart, if you've seen a cart in your neighborhood and thought, I want to get one of those, you want to get it from Kliggy's Carts. I'm really happy and I'm excited about what's going on in South Florida right now. The bandwagon for the Florida Panthers, it's been growing. You go to a restaurant, you go to a sports bar, you don't have to ask, hey, you showing the Panthers game tonight? No. Like the restaurant manager, the person in charge of the TV, they know what's going on. And when we all know what's going on, when we're all rooting for the same thing, it just makes everything feel so much better. And these games, having a handle on them, especially these hockey games, I'm loving it on the app. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen it. If you want to be a quote-unquote close friend of mine on Instagram, I got the details up on my IG story, or they'll at least be there a little bit later on. You could DM me. It's a lot of fun. Fun is what I love. I love fun. I want all of us to have fun. I want all of us to have a good time. I want us all to be winning, especially the Florida Panthers right now. That's all the time I got for this Thursday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.